Well, it says here, discharging sower. Like if you have a sower that, what do you call that?
Right.
Or anything else.
That might be infected. Car bumper.
What about when you, what if you go and have it lanced, you know, so it can drain?
Yeah.
Is it, what do you call what it comes out?
Fuss?
Do you know any other names? Or have you ever used any other names for it? When Abra puts water on the stove and it gets real, real hot, what does it do?
Boil.
When you were over in Egypt and all over there, when you were in the war, did you ever know anybody that got shot?
Oh, yeah.
Well, if they didn't die and they just say maybe they got shot in the arm, what would you say they were? They just got hit.
They were hit with a bullet. They got shot. They got wounded, and sometimes they had to amputate the arm, or leg, or foot.
Do you know any term for a kind of skinless growth in a wound that's got to be burned out?
Fried flesh?
Yeah.
Yeah, call that fried flesh.
You know why they call it that?
I don't know. I think it's dead flesh, I imagine.
Uh-huh.
In other words, it can't heal, I imagine. Not being a doctor, I wouldn't know.
Have you heard that term, though, all your life?
Oh, yeah, proud flesh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I've heard that.
Sometimes if you get a little cut, say, on your finger, what do you put on it to keep it from getting infected?
Well, you put iodine on it. Might put alcohol on it, something sterilizing.
If a man was shot and he didn't recover, you say that he what?
Died.
Any other terms?
But he could kick the bucket.
Anything else?
Oh, they got a bunch of patterns and words.
What are they?
He's deceased. Well, that'd be past tense. He's deceased. Mm-hmm. Succumbed or something like that. Uh-huh. What, is that the word? Is that the way you pronounce that?
I think so, yeah. What about if he died, but you don't know what of, and you say, I don't know what he died.
I don't know what killed him or what he died of.
Okay. What about the place where people are buried?
Cemetery.
Uh huh.
Graveyard.
Is there any difference between public ones and private ones?
Public. Yes, you have a family cemetery, family cemeteries, and you have these permanent care now, like